I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. How do you solve a humanitarian crisis at the border? That's what President Obama has called the flood of children traveling on their own to the U.S. from Central America. Tens of thousands of these undocumented children have been detained at the U.S.-Mexico border since October. Today, President Obama asked Congress for nearly $4 billion in emergency funding to help cope with the surge at the border. But why are so many Central Americans making the trip in the first place? I spoke with Frank Contreras, who's been reporting for CCTV from Mexico's border with Guatemala.
Well, that border is absolutely porous, Marco. It's a place where there are 12 legal crossing points between Mexico and Central America, 10 of them with Guatemala and 2 with Belize. But the vast majority of Mexico's southern border is absolutely wide open. And the other day, I was on a boat with a number of immigrants coming from all over Central America, mostly Hondurans. And we came into Mexico straight in, landed the boat on Mexican shores, and just kind of walked right into the country without seeing any sort of immigration official, police official, or anybody from the Mexican government for that matter.
Right. One of the things you focused on, Frank, are how these migrants, some of them refugees, are being targeted by gangs. I mean, even before getting across Mexican territory, they're already targets of prey.
It appears what they do is they go after the most vulnerable. And in many cases, that does include women who are traveling alone. I interviewed a number of women who were traveling alone, and one of them was carrying an infant child who was just about a couple of months old. So there you go, a woman traveling, carrying her baby, and compare that to, you know, a stronger guy in his mid-20s carrying a backpack. So which one would you go after? Which one is more vulnerable? And that's what happens. You see them going after the youngest people, the children. And not only that, Marco, they're actually targeted inside their own homes. One woman from San Pedro Sula told me this horrific story. She said she and her husband were at home in the afternoon having lunch, and then suddenly a couple of gangsters came in. They broke down the door and basically threatened them at gunpoint and then stole all their food. Then they took over the house and told them that if they came back, they would be murdered. And I heard a number of different stories of this nature, people feeling this kind of armed threat inside their own homes.
Right. And so it's the gang members, it's these gangs, it's this violent life that's pushing these people to leave?
Well, that's definitely one major cause for people I spoke with. People are still citing issues of poverty as well, Marco. As you know, Central America remains one of the most poverty-stricken areas in all of the Americas. And people are having a hard time both with their economic well-being and with their safety. A lot of people who I spoke with were under 17 years old, young boys mostly. They tried to find jobs, but the only thing they could do was get enough money to buy food each day.
When you ask these people along the Mexico-Guatemala border why they're going to the U.S., what do they say? Are they all going to the U.S.?
They're all hoping to go to the U.S. One woman I spoke with said she'd be happy to stay in Mexico if Mexico would accept her. And, you know, Mexico and the United States at this moment are facing pressure from the United Nations. The United Nations would like to see these two countries open the way for more asylum cases because they believe that a good number of these migrants who are traveling should be treated as refugees who are displaced by armed conflicts. Usually you think of armed conflicts, things that are happening in the Middle East or in Africa, you know, where you have traditional kinds of wars. The fact that they involve gangs makes it really somewhat unusual.
You know, Frank, the White House is taking a lot of heat from political opponents for all these kids from Guatemala, from Central America, coming up through Mexico into the United States. But what is Mexico doing about it? I mean, it's not like this trek began at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Well, Mexico knows that it's going to have a serious responsibility in what's taking place here. On Monday, Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto met with the president of Guatemala, Otto Pérez Molina, and they created a new plan, Marco, that sounds very similar to what the United States wants to do with Mexico. They want to see safe and orderly passage on Mexico's southern border. They want protection of immigrants' rights. They created this new plan, Marco, that's going to include temporary visitors' cards and temporary work cards for regional visitors. People who live along the border in Guatemala, Belize, places like that, will be able to get these cards and come into Mexico for 3 days. So this is the kind of thing that Mexico is starting to create.
Frank Contreras with CCTV America, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Marco.